For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
It will be Rogers basketball to start this second quarter as Mountain Home leads 17-14. Both teams still on the bench trying to get some last-second instructions from their coaches. Their officials calling them out to the floor. Just FYI, Oklahoma did put another touchdown on the board. LSU's up 56-21 in the Peach Bowl with about 4 minutes left in the third quarter. Inbound pass goes to Aubrey Treadwell. She has the ball knocked away from her, and Mountain Home comes up with the steal. That is Rogers' first turnover of the day, or of the night, that is. Here's Emma Martin into the front court. Throws over to Gilbert on the right side. Gilbert's going to go down towards the lane. Pulls up for the jumper. Misses everything. And the rebound is controlled by Miller. And now gives it to Hatch. Hatch is quickly back to the way. Almost had the ball knocked away from her, but is able to keep it. Now Hatch is going to go down towards the lane for the layup. No good. Foreman gets the rebound. Back come the Lady Bombers. Martin across the timeline. Aston Yates will check in from Mountain Home at the next available time as we are 33 seconds into the second quarter. Here is Martin's going to pull up outside the lane for the jumper. No good. And the rebound is controlled by McConnell. Back comes Rogers. 17-4, Mountain Home on top. 7:15 left of the half. Here is Hatch with it up at the top. Dribbles toward the right side. Gives it near the top to Miller. Miller's going to just try for the three because nobody goes out there on her, and she gets it. Kate Miller with her first 3 points of the evening, and boy, Delner didn't like that. He's going to take a timeout. We'll break with 7:04 left to play in the first half. It is Mountain Home leading Rogers 17-7. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Well, Mountain Home takes that timeout after Kay Miller gets her first 3 points of the evening. 17-7, Mountain Home's lead cuts to 10 with 7:04. Let's play in the first half. Emily Payne will inbound it to Emma Martin, and Martin will walk it into the front court. Once again, a half-court man-to-man defense for Rogers. Martin across the timeline, dribbles to the right side, gives it there on the wing to Payne. Payne will take the screen, picks up a dribble, now gives it up top to Yates. Yates will dribble to the left wing, throws it to Martin. Martin will dribble up to the top, gives it to Foreman. Over to Jackson on the right side. Jackson will pull up for the three-pointer. That one will not go, and the rebound's controlled by Carr. Back come the Lady Bounties. Hatch throws it into the front court to Brockhoff. Brockhoff's going into the lane for the layup. No good, may have been partially blocked. Jackson comes up with the rebound. She's quickly back the other way. Tries to give it to Payne. Ball's knocked away and stolen by Brockhoff. She's quickly back the other way. That is Mountain Home's third turnover of the night. Ball goes over on the right side to McConnell. McConnell's going down towards the lane for the layup. That one may have been partially blocked too. Mountain Home's going to come up with the basketball. May have been a little contact that Mountain Home may have committed, but no call on that one. Here is Martin into the front court. Dribbles to the left wing. Up top it goes to Yates. Yates will give it to Martin on the left side. Now Martin will start to dribble. Finds Yates up at the top. Over to Payne on the right. Payne will give it back to Yates. Now up top it goes to Martin. A little over 5.5 minutes left for the first half. Lady Bombers with the ball up by 10. Martin drills the right side. Now goes towards the free throw line. Gives it to Yates. Down to Payne in the left corner. Payne's going to dribble out to the wing. Finds Yates in the left corner. Yates is going to go down into the lane. Going up for the layup. No good. Oh, it looked like it was about to go in, but it just fell out. And Mount Rogers comes up with the ball. Here's Hatch quickly back the other way. Her pass to Carr goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mount's home. They knocked it away. It will be Lady Mounties inbounding it on the baseline with 5:16 left in the first half. Leah Jackson's going to check out of the game, replaced by Kate Gilbert. Mount's home up 17-7. It will be Hatch triggering the inbound pass under the basket. She gets into Carr up at the top. Carr will dribble to the right side. Gives it there to McConnell. Now ball goes up top. going into the lane is Hatch. She's going to find Carr in the lane all by herself for the easy layup.
Gracie Carr
with her first 2 points. Mountain Home's lead is cut to single digits. 5 minutes such play in this first half. Here is Martin into the front court. 17-9 is our score. Martin throws it to Gilbert on the left wing. Gilbert takes a screen, dribbles up to the top, gives it to Foreman. Oh, but she just she hesitated too much before she threw it to Foreman and gets called for travel. Leah Jackson's going to check back into the game for Mountain Home, replacing Emma Martin. 4:50 left to play in the first half. Mountain Home leading 17-9. Hatch will walk the ball into the front court for Rogers. Picks up a dribble, now throws it to Carr up at the top. Carr's going to pull up for the three-pointer. That one will not go, and Gilbert gets the rebound for the Lady Bombers. Almost lost the handle of it, but she's able to keep it. Gilbert into the front court, dribbles on the right wing. Gives it near the top to Yates. Yates is going to find Foreman in the paint. Now kicks out to Gilbert on the right side. Gilbert's going to pull up at the elbow for the jumper. Rolls around and goes in. Kate Gilbert with 9 points. Back to a double-digit lead for the Lady Bombers. 19-9 is our score. With 4:11 left in the first quarter, here is Hatch into the front court. Finds a cutting McConnell going into the lane. She gets a layup and she draws contact. Kate Gilbert picks up her first personal foul, team foul number two, against the Lady Bombers here in the first half. So it will be Kate McConnell to try to convert the old-fashioned three. She has 5 points so far this evening. This will be her first free throw attempt, coming with 4:06 left to play in the half. McConnell's free throw is up and good. So Kate McConnell now with 6 points. 19-12, Mountain Home's lead is cut to 7 all of a sudden. Here is Kate Gilbert into the front court for the Lady Bombers. She's going to be double-teamed. And now gives it to Yates. Now they're going with a zone defense. Ball goes to Jackson, down to Payne in the right corner. Payne's going to drill towards the lane. Tries to give it to Foreman there in the paint. And she couldn't handle the ball, and Rogers comes up with the steal. Fifth turnover against Mountain Home. Ball goes over McConnell on the right side. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Payne gets the rebound, and back come the Lady Bombers. Payne into the front court. Payne dribbling on the right side. Now it goes down towards the corner. Gives it near the top to Yates. Yates will find Jackson there at the top. Jackson gives it to Payne in the right corner. Payne will dribble out to the wing now. 3:18 left to play in the half. Mountain Home leading 19-12. Jackson has it up near the top. Now she picks up a drill, gives it to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to drill towards the left side. Now goes down into the lane, going up for the layup. Draws contact, will head to the line for a pair of free throws. 3:06 left to play in the first half. That is going to be on London Hatch, her first personal foul. That is the fifth team foul against the Lady Mounties. So Kate Gilbert at the free throw line for the first time tonight. She has 9 points so far this evening. She's now double figures as she gets the first free throw. So Gilbert with one more free throw to shoot. Second shot is up. It goes in. She now has 11 points. 21-12, Mountain Home's lead back up to 9. Here is Hatch into the front court for the Lady Mounties. Takes a screen. Now dribbles to the left elbow. Goes down towards the low block. Going up for the layup. No good. Foreman gets the rebound but has the ball knocked away. The ball is still loose. Now Jackson's going to get it. And so when Jackson dove for it, Dale Leonard quickly called timeout. Good move by him to make sure they get that ball. So we'll break with 2:50 left to play in the first half. It is Mountain Home leading Rogers 21-12. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1. Lose weight. 2. Control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding, but we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
Well, Mountain Home already out of 30-second timeouts. They still have all three of their full timeouts left after that timeout by call by Dale Leonard. Rogers with two full timeouts left, one 30-second timeout remaining. Emily Payne will take the inbound pass from Kate Gilbert, walking into the front court. Mountain Home up 21-12 with 2:45 left to play in the first half. Kate Gilbert into the front court, gives it to Payne now. Back to Gilbert between the circles. Back over to Payne on the right side. Zone defense for Rogers. Payne gets out of the double team. Now picks up a dribble, gives it to Yates. Just inside the three-point line. Now up top it goes to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to dribble into the lane. Gives it to Foreman in the low block. Now back to Gilbert. Now Gilbert's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. And the rebound's controlled by McConnell. And back comes Rogers. Hatch into the front court. Throws her on the left side to Reisenhuber. Her three-pointer was blocked by Foreman. Ball goes out of bounds. It will be Rogers basketball with 2:11 left in the first half. Emma Martin's going to check back into the game for the Lady Bombers, replacing Emily Payne. 21-12, Mountain Home leading it. Boy, Foreman sent that all the way into the lobby. Again, 2:11 left on the clock here in the second quarter. It will be Reisenhuber inbounding it on the far sideline. She gets into Carr on the left wing. Now ball goes up top to Hatch, who will set up the offense. Matt's home in a man-to-man. Hatch dribbles to the left wing. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Ball is knocked around, controlled by Carr. She's going to go up for the layup, off the glass and in. Gracie Carr. 4 points, and Mount Home's lead's cut back to 7, 21-14. Our score with 1:46 left of the half. Here is Gilbert into the front court, dribbles to the right wing, now goes down towards the corner. She's going to pull up for the jumper just inside the three-point line. No good. Foreman gets the offensive rebound. She goes back up with it, off the glass, and good.
Anna
Grace Foreman with 8 points. Back to a 9-point lead for Mountain Home. 23-14 our score with 1:26 left of the half. Hatch across the timeline. Dribbles to the left side. Now it goes up top to Carr. Carr's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. A rebound controlled by Martin. She will go back the other way. For a while, I thought she and her teammate Jackson were going to fight for that rebound. But it's Mountain Home with the ball, leading with over a minute left of the first half. Martin dribbles on the right side. Now we take inside a minute. Martin still dribbling. They may hold for the last shot of the period. Martin takes a screen from Foreman. Gets a little more distance between her and her defender. 43 seconds left of the half now. 23-14, Mount Home on top. Here is Martin going to the left side now. They're going to say she dribbled it off her leg and then start dribbling. That's going to be a double dribble. Ooh, that's unfortunate. That is Mount Home's sixth turnover of the night. Emily Payne's going to check out of the game, replacing Kate Gilbert with 33.2 seconds left of the first half. Mount Home up 23-14. Hatch will walk the ball into the front court for the Lady Mounties. Ball goes up top to McConnell. McConnell's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And a foul's going to be called on the rebound against Rogers. That is on Gracie Carr, her third personal foul. 16th foul against the Lady Mounties. For Rogers, Gracie Carr is going to check out of the game with her third foul, being replaced by Kate Miller. Leah Jackson's going to come out, and she'll be replaced by Kate Gilbert. 18.7 seconds left in the half. It is a 9-point Lady Bomber advantage. Martin will walk the ball into the front court. 10 seconds left. Martin goes towards the left side, gets there on the wing to Gilbert. Now Martin has there on the wing. The ball goes up top to Payne. Payne's going to try for the three at the top. No good. Rebound was knocked around, finally controlled by Rogers, and they won't get a shot off before the end of the first half. Mountain Home will go into the locker room with a 9-point advantage. We've played two quarters of action so far. Our score at the break, Mountain Home leading Rogers 21-14 here in the championship game of the first Arkansas Bail Bonds Tournament. We'll come back with the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.
Knox Orthopedics is your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for three reasons: Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell. These highly experienced orthopedists help with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site X-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment to deliver you from hurting to wellness, returning you to productive, pain-free enjoyment of life. Three Medical Plaza in Mountain Home. Appointments also available in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. KnoxOrthopedics.com.